Good afternoon. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to this afternoon's reflection on this 22nd Sunday after Pentecost, proper 26, as the Church commemorates All Saints' Day. We will be using today the readings for proper 26, that is Micah 3 verses 5 to 12, Psalm 43, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verses 9 to 13, and Matthew 23 verses 1 to 12. Let us pray. The Lord is here and we will praise him. The Lord is here and we will worship him. The Lord is here and we will trust him. The Lord is here and we will honor him. The Lord is here and he has called us to give him all the glory. Amen. Lord, we are your people, not because we are worthy, but by your grace alone. We are your people who have come in joy and thanksgiving. We are your people, and we have come to praise you. We are your people, and we have come to give you the worship you deserve. We are your people, and we have come in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you. We will pray the collect for All Saints Day, followed by the collect for Proper 26, then our parish prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have knit together your elect in one communion and fellowship in the mystical body of your Son, Christ our Lord. Give us grace so to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that we may come to those ineffable joys that you have prepared for those who truly love you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God in glory everlasting. Amen. The Collect for Proper 26. Almighty and merciful God, it is only by your gift that your faithful people offer you true and laudable service. Grant that we may run without stumbling to obtain your heavenly promises. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness. All to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, The True Leader. The True Leader. In last week's Gospel, Jesus silences the Pharisees and their allies as they make three attempts to entrap him. In today's Gospel, from Matthew 23, verses 1 to 12, Jesus goes on the offensive. He had a lot to say against the scribes and Pharisees, the religious leaders of his day. This is not the first time criticism has been leveled at the religious leaders of the Jews. In the Old Testament lesson from Micah 3, verses 5 to 12, the prophet Micah condemns Israel's prophets. Israel's prophets had forsaken their vocation. They were commissioned by God to speak the word that the Lord gave them to speak, be it a word of blessing or a word of judgment to the people of God. In the time of Micah, God's people were suffering because these so-called prophets would not speak the word of the Lord, but their own words, which changed frequently. Micah says, when things were going well and their bellies are full, they announced peace. When times were tough and their bellies were empty, the same prophets declared war. Micah 3, verse 5. Having failed to speak the word of the Lord, they will no longer hear the word from the Lord, and their prophetic vision will grow dim. Micah continues by criticizing all Israel's political and religious officials because they were motivated by self-interest and greed, and not by social justice and equity. Israel's rulers give judgments for a bribe Its priests teach for a price. Its prophets give oracles for money. Micah 3, verse 11a. The result of all this corruption is punishment. God will lay Jerusalem low. Jerusalem, the holy city, will be completely destroyed. What made Micah a different prophet and leader from those of his day? We are told that he was filled with the power and the Spirit of the Lord, verse 8a, and he was obedient to the word of God. Jesus, in his discourse with the Pharisees, began by acknowledging their important role. He encouraged the people to listen to them and follow their instructions, because they sit on Moses' seat. Matthew 23, verse 2. This gave them the authority to interpret God's law. This was important to enable the people to be faithful to God. However, the problem was not what they said, it was what they did. The Pharisees' problem was not their preoccupation with God's law, but with their motivation for following the law. They were following the law for the wrong reason. They followed the letter of the law, but ignored the spirit of the law. They saw one side of the law and ignored the other. For example, they gave their tithes and offerings as was expected by the law, but they failed to respond to their neighbors with justice, mercy, and compassion. They made an outward show of the law, but their heart was not in it. The Pharisees made a public display of religious devotion, the sole purpose of which was to get the admiration and praise of the people. Jesus criticized the Pharisees for showing off broad phylacteries and long fringes. A phylactery was a small leather box containing passages of scripture that the Pharisees strapped to their forehead and or arm. They considered this to be in obedience to the command, "You shall put these words of mine in your heart and soul, and you shall bind them as a sign on your hand and fix them as an emblem on your forehead." Deuteronomy 11:18. Of course, the Pharisees focus on having the law on their arms and forehead, but not in their hearts. The fringes or tassels served as a reminder to obey God's commandments. "You have fringes," God said, "so that when you see it, you will remember all the commandments of the Lord and do them." In their quest for holiness, the Pharisees focused their energies on external matters instead of matters of the heart. As a result, they were driven by an insatiable desire to be praised and honored by others. Jesus invited them instead to focus on serving rather than looking for recognition or praise. We are reminded that Jesus said, "The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve." In our epistle for today, St. Paul and his companions, Silas and Timothy, followed the leadership example set by Jesus. The Thessalonian Jews were against Paul, and they said that he was trying to convince people of the gospel because he was self-serving. Paul, they claim, was peddling ideas for money. So Paul wrote his first letter to the Thessalonians to defend himself and his companions from these accusations. Paul set out his record as a true Christian leader. He pointed out that when he and his companions were living in Thessalonica and preaching the gospel, they provided for themselves. They worked day and night at Paul's trade. He was a tent maker. They worked not to be a burden, a financial burden to the people. The fact that they worked to support themselves demonstrated that their proclamation of the gospel was not out of self-interest, but out of concern for the people and in fulfilling the Great Commission to go into the world and make disciples. Paul also reminded them that their relationship with the people was like a father who encourages and provides for and makes sacrifices for his children. Therefore, our readings today speak to all who would occupy positions of leadership, whether in the church or in the world. We must bear in mind that we all have positions of leadership at some level, in the home, in the workplace, in the community groups, or as we play sport. As leaders, we are reminded that we must first be obedient to God's word and God's will. For it is God who has called us to our position of leadership. Therefore, as we strive as disciples of Christ to love God with all our heart and mind and soul, our love must be expressed in obedience to God's word and God's will. As disciples of Christ, as we lead at whatever level, we are reminded that it is not about us. It is about using our God-given gifts for the benefit of God's people. We must always bear in mind that we serve God best by serving God's people with love. Our service must not be an outward show for recognition. It must come from the heart, an obedient heart, a merciful heart, a heart of compassion, a heart of love, a heart which enables us to think of others before ourselves, a heart guided and directed by the Holy Spirit. Unless we allow ourselves to have a right relationship with God, unless we allow ourselves to be guided by the Holy Spirit, our righteousness will be like that of the scribes and Pharisees. An outward show for worldly recognition and honor. Jesus reminds us that this level of righteousness will not allow us to be a part of God's kingdom. Our righteousness must be genuine, based on love for God, on love for all the people of God, and for God's world. Let us pray for God's help to enable us to be true Christ-like leaders, serving God and serving God's people with selfless love. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O righteous Lord, you love righteousness. May your Holy Spirit be with our rulers, that they may govern in your faith and fear, striving to put down all that is evil and to encourage all that is good. Give your spirit of wisdom to those who make our laws. Grant that they may understand how great a work you have given them to do, that they may not do it lightly, but gravely and soberly, to the putting away of all wrong and oppression, and to the advancement of the true welfare of your people. Amen. King of kings and Lord of lords, we pray today for statesmen, leaders, and rulers. May they be quiet in spirit, clear in judgment, able to understand the issues that face them. May they think often of the common people on whose behalf they must speak and act. May they remember that in keeping your laws is man's only good and happiness. Grant them patience. Grant them courage. Grant them foresight and great faith. In their anxieties, be thou their security. In their opportunities, be thou their inspiration. By their plans and their actions, may your kingdom come and your will be done. Amen. Almighty God, from whom all thoughts of truth and peace proceed, kindle, we pray you, in the hearts of all persons, the true love of peace, and guide with your pure and peaceable wisdom those who take counsel for the nations of the earth, that in tranquility your kingdom may go forward, till the earth is filled with the knowledge of your love, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And in that service, we pray that God will continue to make us instruments of his peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you his peace this day and always. Amen. And remember, in this time of the pandemic, to test positive for faith, keep distance from doubt, isolate from fear, and trust God. Be safe and have a very rewarding, spirit-filled week. God bless.